Bez Hashem, we're in Dersh Mishra and Simin Yud Aleph, Siv Beis, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, Shir number 33. Let's begin from the beginning of Siv Beis on the previous page. And today is Chavtez Adar Beis, Toshin Pei Beis, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Abolin Utoiva tomorrow on Shabbos Kodesh. Mechaber tells us, Tovin Nochri, V'yaso Oymed Agaboy, V'oymer Shiyasa Lishman. The case says, we said that if a guy is spinning the tzitzis in chapter 11, number 2. If the guy is spinning the tzitzis and the yid is Oymil Agaboy, is instructing him what to do, and he tells him, make the tzitzis lishman, which means you tell him, you're making the tzitzis so a Jewish man who's over 13 could fulfill the positive commandment of wearing a four cornered garment with strings. That's what you tell him. You can understand that. Laharambam is possible, Laharosh is kosher. The Rambam says it's possible. The Rosh says it's kosher. So we started this yesterday. Wow. God, the Ramah says, Noigin she yisayah yisoh ma'at. The meaning is, she yisayah yisoh ma'at. That the Yid assists the non-Jew to some degree a little. Ukadisa l'kaman simon l'amabesiv tesu yardaya simon reisha inalav gabi tefillin sevetayr. Just like we find later on in these halachas that the Yid should assist. Now this is what we're up to here. Utsrichin shezira. Not only do you have to do a tevil lishma, that tzitzis have to be shazer. Shazer means you take the thread and you twist the two together. You know, like when you have a what's it called? Those metal ties. What are they called? Those metal ties. The metal ties you have like on the bags, in the plastic bags. You know, the twist ties. Twist ties. That's what it is. When you take a twist tie and you twist it together, so then those two are now one, right? That's how you twist. You took the metal. You twist it together. It's like one now. It's twisted together. That's shazer. You're taking the strings and you're combining two threads into one. So that's a stage after tevia, after spinning it. The shazira, v'shiyu shazur l'shman, the Mechaber tells us, also has to be shazur l'shman. It has to be twisted together to combine the two strings into one. It has to be twisted together for the sake of the mitzvah of the tzitzis. Says the Mishmar Sif Kotin Yud Gimel on Yud Dalit. Achut Yitzitzis Da'al Makoi V'loi Atovon Akum. The Mishmar is explaining this halacha that the Mechaber is telling us now. This halacha that the Mechaber is telling us is not connected to the previous piece that we spoke about, the non-Jew spinning the tzitzis. He's telling us a different halacha. The halacha is that when you make the tzitzis, you have to make sure the shazer, they're twisted together for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis. The shom loy mahani la poislin afilim shazaron achakach yisur lishman. Because according to the poislin, who's that? Who said it's possible if a yid makes them? Excuse me, if a guy makes them, who said it's possible? The Rambam. Then we also saw Taisvis, and we saw the Mordechai. And then we saw in the Mishmur, the Grub Rata was down as well, as we're showing them. So obviously, he says the Mishmur, we're not discussing the case of the guy making the tzitzis. We're saying a different din here. Now, where do you learn that you need to do shazira lishma? Where do you know how to do lishma? So that's what we're going to discuss over here in Siv Katan Yud Dalet. Shazira, hainu, shiyich bileim achar hativiyo lishnayim, that you should fold them over, double it over, double it, the spinning, into two, v'yish zirein. And if each string was doubled into eight, ushazore gamkein, and then you twist it together, less lomba, it's not a problem. The tamla shazira, the tana b'sifri. What's the reason for the shazira? What's the reason for why we are told over here you should do the shazira lishma? Why do you need to do shazira at all? So he says over here in the Mishnah, says like this: the Tana B'Sifri, we learned in the Sifri, Pasuk says, "Asu lehem tzitzis, make the tzitzis, make the tzitzis." Shemeyani yaseh tzitzis k'moishu. So make tzitzis. Doesn't say to spin tzitzis. Doesn't say to twist them together. Tamaloimar. That's where the pasuk comes to tell us. V'nosnu place al tzitzis hakonof the psil tchilas on the tzitzis hakonof the psil tchilas. Just like by the psil tchilas is tovu v'shozer, it's spun and it is also shozer. So too we're going to see the other strings also have to be spun and shozer as well. Peirush ke'ein mishkan davi shozer. Just like by the mishkan it was shozer, it was two strings combined twisted together. Inami the stamp psilo. Or you could say another pshat is that psila, I'm sorry, the psila is shazura. The psila is shazura. Okay. Ainu yela tchelus. All I know is tchelus. All I know is tchelus. How do I know the other white strings? Lavan minayin. I'm going to tell you, the pasuk says, Tain tchelis, tain lavan. Ma tchelis tovu v'shazer. The same way you do it by tchelis, that has to be tovu v'shazer, so too, by lavan has to be tovu v'shazer, has to be spun, you have to spin it, and you also have to, shazer, you also have to combine it together as well. V'ayim b'ber halacha, take a look more in the b'ber halacha, take a look at this lengthy b'ber halacha on the left side of the page for a further elaboration on this din. Okay. Just want to look. Sivkot in Tezvav. We said you have to make the shazira, the entwining has to be Lishman. The mitviyo ve'eloch hu akol bichlal asiyo, because in regards to the tviyo and on, hu akol bichlal asiyo, everything is included in the asiyo, the kaimelon, the tzarech lishman. Everything has to be Lishman. So from the stage of the process of spinning, all the way through until you string your tzitzis into your garment and then you tie the knots, every single stage and step of the way has to be a lishma for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis. Now, we said before that, the combing, nafitz, nafitza, right? That is a chumrah. The Ramah brings down, it's good to do also, it's a chumrah. Then we said also from your soul salanter, zechet tzadik, akadosh levrach, your soul salanter, we said that he went so far to Machmer that the shearing of the wool of the animal should be lishma. That's your soul salanter.
Wow.
Rabbi Moshe Shtemach says we don't have to go that far, but Rabbi soul salanter. That's okay. That's it. Because the magid of Ram David did Yevin Ma'ak Evim Loi Ha Yishazur Lishman. V'chein Hashem Bir Gra. So the magid of Ram says that even with the Yevin, if you did not entwine them, twist them together, then it's not kosher. V'yesh mekilim b'dieved. However, there are those lenient opinions, not like the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Af bilti shazira. There are those b'dieved af bilti shazira, even if it wasn't twisted to shema. V'ayim b'bir halacha. The ain lismay chazet. Don't rely on this. Ach im hashazira hayestama yesh lahakib b'dieved. However, if there wasn't a specific positive, active mindset to do the shazir lishma, you had stam das. Stam das means there wasn't any specific attitude to do it or not, like you have by karbonos. So then we say, achim hashazir ha'yah stam yish lahakav b'diavad, we can be lenient b'diavad. Kevin da hatviyah ha'yah lishma, since the spinning was lishma, since the first stage was shma, we'll say, okay, then the continuous process was lishma as well. Whenever you do something, you're continuing to do according to the original mindset. Fine. That was Siv Beis. Machlok is Rambam and Rosh. Rambam says you cannot rely on a non-Jew to do the Teviyah. The Rosh says you can. The Gro brought down the Mordechai and the Tosfos will say, Paskin like the Rambam, that you cannot have the guy. B'dieved said the Mishnah Brura, if there's no other yid to make the tzitzis, to spin them, you can rely on the fact that the guy was told to do it by the yid, to do it lishma, and it will work b'dieved. Then we also mentioned over here that the shazira has to be lishma, and we discussed the limud of where we learn the shazira has to be lishma. We now continue with Sif Gimel. The Mecharis says in Sif Gimel, Im nis parku mishizi rosin. Venasu shisha asar, if the tzitzis unraveled. You see this on a regular basis. People's tzitzis unravel. So the eight strings are now how many? 16. Okay. What's the halacha? Are they kosher or not? And halacha is, Mechaber says, ksherim. It's kosher. Ksherim. Who? Sheishtai b'shizer kidei aniva. Just as long as that you have left. Yishtai b'shizer kidei aniva. There's enough to make a bow, kidei aniva, of the shizer, of the part that's not frayed, the part that's not did not open up. If you have enough to make a bow, then it is kosher. And here you see over here, this is the tzitzis, it's frayed down here. Okay. So if you have kidei aniva, enough to make a bow, kidei aniva, we'll discuss more about this aniva, then we're going to say it is kosher. What does the Mechaber say further, rather the Ramah? He says, ulechatchila toiv likshur achut ulamata. Lechatchila, he brings, it's good to take your tzitzis and to avoid the fraying process to make a little knot. You ever see that? Sometimes make a little knot at the end of their tzitzis. If you've seen it, they really shouldn't do it. So you say, they shouldn't do it. What do you mean? We just learned the Ramah says you should do it. However, we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah that says not to do it. Okay, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. So, first we start with Sikkot and Tezayin. You had eight strings that unfrayed, that frayed and become, that became untwisted. Perush is Parek Kol HaShemayna Chutin. All the eight strings opened up. Ularbusa Dereshin Noktei Avol Im. Avalhu adin in this parik shnei chutin. So too, if you have two strings, v'nasu arba became four now. Gamkin binu sheishtar kedei aniva. You also need kedei sheishtar kedei aniva. The lav hachi possible because now it's possible. You have to have two strings that are not the sheishtar kedei aniva that are still remaining that you can make a bow out of them. Davi kemoi. Because if not, then it's like you're missing two strings of your tzitzis, which is an invalidating factor. The puzzle in my dictek bishas asios yeli oilam arba roshim mitzad echod, because it's going to be puzzle if you don't check to make sure that you have four complete heads of the beginning part of the tzitzis that are shazer that are intact, as we'll see later on Simin Yud Beis. Kedei aniva. It has to be kidei aniva remaining that is still twisted together. Even though there are those who say it's possible, im nifsiku kulon, if they all open up, afilo nishtar kidei aniva, even if it's nishtar kidei aniva. So here we're saying, if it's kidei aniva, if it's the bow, you can still make a bow, there's enough string that's still twisted together, it's good. But later on, sitting in the basement, you can say, there are those opinions that say, no, it's not good, it's possible. In regards to the Shazira, we're going to rely on the first opinion that says, yes, even though afraid, it opened up. But if you have Kidei Aniva, it's still good. It's still good if it's Kidei Aniva. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch Mayri Davka B'Shazer Kol Chud L'Shnayim. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where each piece, each string is Shazer, is twisted together, L'Shnayim in two. Avim Kofel V'Shazer La'arba L'Shmein, but if it's Kofel V'Shazer in four or eight, k'mo shematzib is manein, like you find nowadays, if it's kaful v'shazer la'arba elishmaino, then it's parkul l'shisha asar, and it opened up to 16 strings. It opened up to 16 strings. It got doubled, right? Afilu lo'y nishtaya k'dei aniva kosher. So he says, even if you don't have k'dei aniva, it's still going to be kosher. And why is that? The ha'al kopanim nisharu achutin shazer l'shnaim. You still have these two strings that are shazer l'shnayim that are twisted together, and therefore it's still kosher. It's not a problem. In regards to Baal Tosef, he says, look at the Baal Locha. Now, what does it mean by Baal Tosef? How many strings are you supposed to have? You're supposed to have four strings that are folded over that come out to eight, but it's really four strings on each corner. Mm-hmm. If my four strings open up, and now they're eight strings, and then both sides they opened up, so it's 16 strings, that I put the right amount of strings that I need in my tzitzis? I have more than I'm supposed to have. So maybe that's the problem about Tosef. So, in addition note, we're not going to see the Be'er Halacha now, but in addition note, he explains like this. Tama davar kasav magen Avram, shukadesh eloi lahoisif. Oh, you know what? Give me one more minute, please. Because we have to first see, before the addition note, we have a minute of seeing the Mishtura first. Okay, that's our minute. So he says here, in Sifkat Yilches, the Ramah said, Toiv Likshar, it's appropriate to what? To tie it together. Yoshua Imda Adraba, Yoshua Toiv Shalai Likshar. Others say, no, better not to. Yoshua Toiv Shalai Likshar, Benochen El Hachmir, Imhem Shazurim, Yofe, Veloshchiach, Shiz Parakul. And the Mishmur concludes that it's better actually not to. He brings down it's better not to tie it together because it looks nicer. Rather, if it's shazurim yofe, if it's properly twisted together, there's no need to put on this knot at the end. And explains the Magen Avraham, kedesh loy lahoisif alak sharim. You don't want to be moisy. You don't want to add an aksharim. Now, it's not an iser of what we call Baal Toysev of adding onto the mitzvah. But the mice that you don't want to do that. The Prima Gadim explains she'en kavanosai of the Magen Avraham she'osim shum Baal Toysev. It doesn't mean it's also because of Baal Toysev. She'ri rak akesha harisho in humin atayr. Only the first kesha is midaraisa. Elo shukimoysif alak sharim shenagu lekshar. It's like you're adding on to the mountain knots that we were told to make. So since it looks like we're adding on to these knots, he's saying we should not.